Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have NBA TV on the big screen here in the studio. And Wes Wilcox, former assistant general manager of the Cavaliers, former general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, is there on the desk at NBA TV. And the little graphic says, potential trade market following free agency. And who did they talk about first and foremost?
Kevin Love.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he is the editor-in-chief of AmicoHoops.net. Conveniently enough, he has the same last name, Sam Amico, joining us. Hello, Sam.
Hello. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, that worked out really well for you because it was a perfect fit.
Yeah. Happened to buy a website with my name on it.
There you go. Before we get into Cavs in the dust-settling aspect of free agency, what do you think about what happened yesterday? First of all, with so many deals happening so quickly and the amazing amount of dollars being thrown around at guys who are not, I don't think, top-tier NBA talents.
Yeah, the first part of it was we kind of, we saw this coming a little bit because almost half of the league, if you include restricted free agents, which are the free agents who, if they are signed by a rival team, their own team can match. So if you put in that group of free agents, when I went through and counted them on my website, and then I asked a GM, I said, hey, is half the league a free agent this year? And he said, yeah, it's just about that. There were close to 300 free agents, I think. And that is, that's just astounding. That is a record. And, we heard guys were going to move teams, but it's almost, I think it's like at this point, 60 or 70% have gone to a different team. So it's just been complete insanity, and it happened so fast. It's like free agency kicked off at 6 p.m. last night, and by 8 o'clock, on a personal level, I've been sitting at the laptop putting these signings on the website, and it felt like I'd been working 10 minutes because it was just a flurry of madness. And it was really like, since I've been following and covering the league, nothing like I've seen. Hmm. It's just been, and it's funny because most of these guys now are on 3 or 4 year contracts. We're going to see it again in 3 or 4 years, but it's just been, it was kind of cool, kind of sad, but kind of cool. And there are so many new faces. I talked to one GM who said, we should just throw a bunch of jerseys at center court, put the players in the stands, blow a whistle, and let them rush out and grab their favorite color. Because that's how crazy this has gotten. And the league is really shifting because of all of these moves.
Where's Kawhi Leonard going to end up? And is it L.A.? I mean, is it the Lakers, I should say?
That's hard to tell. You're just guessing. It could be. I don't know if the Lakers, but L.A. has been close to his heart, obviously. I think it's close to a lot of these players' hearts when they're
hometown
in their 20s. Yeah. And, they like the big markets. And we saw Brooklyn, and I certainly think the Lakers are in play.
That makes me cringe, Sam. Thanks.
Yeah, happy to make you feel better. That said, nobody from Kawhi's camp is talking to anybody. When we see these reports, let me just clear this up. And I love the guys who are reporting this stuff, and they're doing their job. But when we see these reports that player X is strongly considering the Lakers, not any other team. Let's stick with the Lakers. That's coming from the Lakers. So, because nobody from Kawhi's camp says a word, ever. They've been known historically for that. Kawhi doesn't like getting caught up in all of this. He doesn't like making it a big deal. and he doesn't want anybody around him talking about it, and they don't. They aren't, you know, they honor that. So I just think that we have no clue. I think the Lakers are in play. Don't get me wrong. They have the money. They've got LeBron, and they've got Anthony Davis. If that's something he wants to do and he feels that'll give him the best chance to win championships, then he will probably go there. But I also, you know, we know he likes the Clippers. We know he likes the Raptors as well. As far as anything I've heard is expect him to sign a short-term deal with the Raptors. That's the last thing that credible that I've heard.
Sam Amico joining us, AmicoHoops.net. Cavaliers, as expected, not active yesterday in free agency. They did get JR to push back the date of the guarantee for his contract. That gives them time to move him if that opportunity presents itself. When dust settles here, you're going to have some teams that are thinking, man, we missed out. How many phone calls is Kobe Altman going to get, and how serious might the inquiries be for Kevin Love?
I think there will be... I don't know that they'll get to the point that it's serious right now because of his, you know, injury history. And if you're a team, you're going to be hesitant to give up some really good assets for him, you know, just because it's like, boy, if we kind of sell our soul to add him as a kind of our, let's say you're the Lakers and you want a three-team deal, you know, because the Lakers don't have the assets to give the Cavs. But if you have like a three-team deal, if you're the Lakers, you're thinking, do we really want to bank on this guy? If, you know, Kawhi Leonard doesn't come, who hasn't really been able to stay on the floor for whatever reason, not necessarily any fault of his own, but you're just going to be worried about that. So that said, I don't think that they'll get the offer that they want. If they were to trade Kevin Love, they would want a lot, and I don't think that they will get that now. The Cavs, I think that maybe if he stays on the floor through January, plays as well as he's capable of playing and has played when healthy, they will certainly get some strong offers. But I'd be real surprised if they get a strong offer before that.
Tristan Thompson, expiring contract. Jordan Clarkson, expiring contract, now represented by Clutch Sports. You expect those guys to start the season with the Cavaliers?
I do. Again, some of it's going to be, like you just said, teams that look at their roster and say, okay, we need a veteran for this reason. We need a veteran in the front court. Well, then you're interested in Tristan Thompson. We need a veteran, Jordan Clarkson. But again, in order for the Cavs to deal those guys, they're going to have to take back salary. And that's, you know, do they just want to take back salary for the sake of taking it back? Well, no, they would want a draft pick attached to it, or preferably at this point now, a young player who's already played a year or two that's going to open your eyeballs and make you think, wow, we're excited to have this kid. I don't think those deals are going to come right now. I think that those deals potentially will come, again, January, February, somewhere in there, or maybe early in the season. But I just think that the roster we see with the Cavs right now is pretty much what we're going to see in training camp. Now, you know, maybe they'll re-sign a David Nwaba. Maybe they'll sign a guy who's similar to David Nwaba. But I don't see any big splash on the way.
What can we learn about the Cavs front office in a situation like this? Because this is not Cavalier offseason basketball, right? This is a front office that loves to go out and be aggressive, and they like to be able to do whatever they can, and they don't care about going over the cap. And here we sit, you know, it's year two of rebuilding. And what can we learn about the front office, and how frustrating do you think it is for the boys over at Cleveland Clinic Courts?
Well, first of all, yeah,
and girls, I should say.
They have to they're going to trade J.R. Smith. It's, you know, I would think that they'll be able to find a deal to their liking. There are teams, look, now all of a sudden Miami, you know, is trading for Jimmy Butler. Well, that thing's a little bit in jeopardy because, you know, Dallas doesn't want part of the deal that they were supposed to take. So they're still working on that. That's where the Cavs could swoop in right there and say, you know, Miami, you need to clear salary right now to get Jimmy Butler. So, you know, here's JR. What are you going to do for us? They could be a major player in that. So he's still, you know, Kobe Altman is still being aggressive and looking for ways to improve. It's just going to be difficult because of they don't want to trade their young players, obviously. They're not going to, they, at this point, they don't want to trade Garland or Sexton or Jetty. Now, that could change. I've heard from, you know, people around the league, nobody from the Cavs, but people around the league, other team executives have said they wouldn't be surprised if they kind of let Garland and Sexton battle it out. Whoever wins stays, and whoever doesn't, you're going to go try to, you know, get another really nice piece with. So that's one possibility. I don't think that that's, the Cavs are thinking that right now, but it could come to that. I also think that there's possibilities with JR that we don't even know about. Oklahoma City that's looking to clear cap space or shed salary. Portland wants to shed a little bit of salary. So there are some options out there, and obviously Miami. So I think that he's still being aggressive. I think that they still want to make something work. But, you know, look, Andy, I heard you guys earlier, and they're cognizant of the fact that most fans ask this after a game. I know when I go home and the casual fans that I see say, did the Cavs win? No. Oh, you know, I mean, they want to win. They're aware that's where you make your money, is when people go to the games, show up, and they think they have a shot to win. We like the process. People in journalism and really diehard fans, which there's probably 200 of those.
Wait a minute.
Alphabetically, where does Phelps at the piece? Never mind. Go ahead. I was going to see where he landed in that 200.
He and I are tied for first.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, so, I mean, honestly, that the bottom line is they're aware that they can't really, they don't really want to have another 19-63 season and say, well, we're going through this process and building. Because, I mean, you look through, you can't be the Sacramento Kings, you know, I mean, and they're a promising, nice young team that real basketball people really love, but they haven't been to the playoffs in like how long now? Or the New York Knicks, and it's like, how long are you going to tell your fans, you know, just show up and watch the other team because we're young and we're not very good? They're aware that, and they want to make some type of move to start not only just building a program, but to start winning some games.
Sam Amico's joining us. Sam, a couple of guys on the Cavs roster last year, unrestricted free agents right now. Marquese Chriss, David Nwaba, Nick Stauskas. You think any of them, one of them, two of them, all of them, none of them will be back with the Cavs next year?
I think Nwaba's got a shot. They did like what he brought them. really, I mean, frankly, let's be honest, comparatively, NBA salary-wise, didn't cost them much. I think he's got an opportunity. I'd be really surprised if Chris or Stauskas were back. I think that they replaced Stauskas with Porter Jr., Windler, and they won't need to bring him back. And Chris, you know, I'd say it's a real long shot. To me, it would probably be on a one-year minimum deal, and I don't know that he would do that. He might just go overseas or something before that. So I think those two are long shots. I think Nwaba has a shot, but, you know, they're not going to be in any hurry to re-sign really what are almost end of the bench guys when they might be able to find somebody else. You know, they're going to try to audition people, obviously. They're going to probably have one of those veteran mini camps or something like that where they're bringing in 10, 12 guys that are veteran guys that have, you know, been around the league, bounced around the league, and kind of roll out the ball and see what they might be able to find. So they're certainly looking for players who are at that level of a Nwaba or Chris or Stauskas to come in and contribute a little bit.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Sammy, thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Sam doing a great job covering free agency, by the way, on his website, amicohoops.net, amicohoops.net. So go to the website, and you'll get a real good feel for everything that's going on in free agency.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.